Welcome to the Airport Gardens Baptist Church Sunday morning services. This is Sunday, October the 27th, 1985. May this service be truly an uplift in your life as you listen to it by means of this tape. We love you. This time, Brother Tom is going to come to lead the choir in a song that says, "All that will be glory for me." Yes.
Back there, we need them up here right now.
All right. Up here, front and center.
They both know who they are. They're both trying to hide behind one right in front of them. Let's go, Francis M. Lou.
There's one. Did I see two? You're certainly welcome to help the choir out. This is a wonderful song. And it has a wonderful message in it. "All that will be glory for me." We're not home yet, but someday we will be. And what a time it's going to be when we all get to heaven to be with the Lord. God bless the choir as they sing at this time. Song, "When by His grace I shall look on His face." I don't believe there will be anyone up there bragging and boasting of all that they have done down here on this earth. It's by His grace that one day we're going to look on His face. Brother Tom is going to
come and read our scripture for us, found in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. Before he comes to read for us and lead us in prayer, we do want to be praying today for the Mattis family, Ethel Mattis family, and her home going. Her funeral was yesterday. Let's be praying for the two sons and the daughter and all the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and other relatives. We also want to be praying today for the kids' praise as they sing tonight down at the Davidson Baptist. Also our home and foreign missionaries. As some of y'all know, most of y'all know, probably we have written to six missionary families on the foreign mission field. And it was a joy for me to get out of the mail this past week a letter from Dr. Bill Whitaker from Manila, Philippines. And he wrote in there that he would appreciate us writing him. And he's going to be on furlough in May of 1986. And we hope to have him in our church sometime after that. So our foreign missionaries certainly need our prayers today, as well as our home missionaries. Let's be praying for Brother Rogers' wife, Pam. She is home now. I know God's certainly working in her life. Let's continue to pray for Ms. Johnson down in Lexington. And also these others listed here in the bulletin. Anna Campbell down in North Carolina, staying with her daughter. Let's also be praying for a lady that I haven't mentioned from the pulpit yet, I don't believe, and that is Mrs. Audrey Grigsby. I have mentioned her, I believe, once before. But she is in the hospital down here. And certainly her family would appreciate our prayers for her. Let's be praying for this service today. And I trust if you came today with a heavy heart that you'll leave with your burden lifted. And Brother Tom, you come and lead us in our scripture reading and prayer.
I'm going to say something here right before we read the scripture. You know, really, I find myself a lot of times I have to just get a hold of myself and, you know, get the old devil out, you know, especially when I'm hearing preaching or good singing or fellowshipping with somebody. And, you know, we really, most of us, I'm talking about me when I'm saying this mostly, you know, we attend Sunday school and church, which is 2 hours a week generally. And I look at myself, I'll come up here sometimes and I'll be thinking of, especially Kentucky football or basketball, I'll, through the message, if I ain't real careful, I'll be remembering the ball game or I'll be remembering something nice that happened yesterday. And it's really hard to just push the devil aside and get involved in a church and Sunday school. But now I've got four new boys in my Sunday school class that has really got me on the ball. I had four and it's completely changed, and it's a different world. And I tell you, it gets me in a mood to worship the Lord in church, my Sunday school class. And I know I get up here, and if I'm looking back at everybody else, I see my state, and if everybody else, I try to use a little eye on people. And it's really hard for me to get involved if everybody else ain't. But I'll tell you what, we should push the old devil aside and really worship the Lord on Sunday, because that's mostly, I know I try to read the Bible every day, but being a Christian is 7 days a week. But really, when we're here, we really want to fellowship and enjoy it. And I most of the time do, but unless Kentucky's lost the day before. There's these trials and temptations in her life, you know, really gets us down. And we really should get more involved in her church and enjoy life. You know, I've been going over this scripture that we've got here this morning, and we really have got everything in the world to be thankful for. Christ died, you know, that we, I mean, you know, he died for the ones that's not saved, too. He died for us all. And if we've got a bad day or whatever, we really should be thankful. It's not easy to, but we've got a lot to be thankful for. Okay, 1 Peter the second chapter, 21 through 25. If I can see, some of these days I'm going to start bringing my glasses. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Let's all pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do for us. We, at times, Lord, we tend to forget and let the devil creep in. And Lord, just take away the devil. Get the devil out of our life this morning, Lord, that we can hear and worship thee. And Lord, help us to be a better Christian daily, that we would be a shining light and an example in our jobs, at home, Lord, in church, wherever we are. And Lord, help us to be a Christian 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, of being here. We pray for Brother James, Lord, as he brings a message this morning. And Lord, we pray that he'll say something, Lord, that'll help the lost people come to know thee. But Lord, especially for the ones that saved too, Lord, that he'll say something that'll help us to be better Christians. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's stand and sing the first and last verse.
Down in the valley where my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow, everywhere he leads me I would follow, follow on, walking in the footsteps till the crown be won. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I would follow on. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Down in the valley or upon the mountain sea, close beside my Savior, let my soul ever be. Safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I would follow on. Follow, follow, I would follow Jesus. Everywhere he leads me, I would follow.
Brother Lynn, will you lead us today in prayer, please?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day. We thank you, dear God, for this chance to gather together in thy house. We just thank you, dear God, for all your many blessings to us, Lord. We just thank you for everything that you do for us each day. We just thank you most of all, Lord, for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary for us, Lord. Through his shed blood and his broken body, that we can believe and be saved. We just thank you, dear God, for the plan of salvation. And we just pray this morning that if there be someone here that doesn't know you, Lord, as Savior in their lives, we just pray that they would walk this aisle today, Lord. We just thank you for this offering, Lord, that it would be given freely, Lord, and that it might be used, that we might see someone come to thee before it's everlasting too late. We pray for our pastor this morning, Lord, as you would stand before us, that you might use him and speak through him, Lord, that someone would walk down this aisle, that we might be drawn closer to thee as Christians, Lord, for we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Wonderful song. My prayer is that if Jesus came back today or whenever, that you'll not be left behind. There's going to be thousands and millions of people left behind. This time the gardeners are going to come to sing for us, and just before the message.
Like you, if heaven.
just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise if met the heaven shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
You know, all of us today are just passing through. This world is not our home. We're all going somewhere. And I trust we're on our way to heaven. I mentioned yesterday in the funeral that my prayer was that heaven was in your future. I trust heaven is in your future, that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord. I'm reading a book out of our library entitled In His Steps. If you've never read this book, I don't know if it's based on true facts or not. I little believe it is. There's a film has been made on this also. A pastor one Sunday challenged his people to follow Jesus. Everything that they would do, they were to say, what would Jesus do in this case? What would Jesus do? You know what? You and I will never go wrong following the Lord. Today we want to speak on this message. Following the Lord, no matter what would happen or where He would lead us. There's a song that says, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. To trust and obey. All of us gathered here this morning can follow the Lord more closely. I know that. I know I can. I know I can follow the Lord closer than I do. Not just on Sunday, but on Monday. And every day of the week. I appreciate what Brother Tom said a while ago. We're Christians 7 days a week. The greatest blessing of all today is knowing the Lord. And I believe the second greatest blessing is following the Lord. And being where He would have us to be. The reason there is so much trouble in this world today, in so many lives, is the fact that they have left the Lord out completely. And we're trying to even shove the Lord out of our schools and off our TV and radio. Someday we're going to meet God. Whether we're ready or not, we're going to meet God someday. And someday, everyone is going to have to bow the knee. But it'll be too late for many, many people. The Bible tells us how sweet are thy words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thomas Guthrie wrote this. He said, if you find yourself loving any pleasure better than your prayers, any book better than the Bible, any persons better than Christ, or any indulgence better than the hope of heaven, take alarm. If you've lost your taste for the bread of life, confess your negligence and ask God to revive your appetite for His Word. Avoid spiritual starvation. A well-read Bible is the sign of a well-fed soul. The Daily Bread said like this one time, a Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to a person who isn't. I thank God for His precious Word today. Jesus said after He arose from the dead in John 20:21, as My Father hath sent Me, even so send I you. And Paul could say, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The first verse that Brother Tom read a while ago will be our key verse today. 1 Peter 2:21 says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. Following His steps. I believe the first step that anyone could step in following Jesus is the step of salvation. The step of salvation. We've got four words today we're going to preach on, and one of them is salvation. We will never get to the right place in life until we give the Lord first place in our life. And it is by trusting Him as our Savior. The psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Salvation is the first step on the road to heaven. If you have never had an encounter with the Lord, my prayer is that this morning you will have that encounter with Christ. My heart rejoiced last Sunday night as I heard that Adam and Francis, boy, made his peace with God after the kids' praise sang over at Dwarf last Sunday night. I thank God for Chris. Salvation. Jesus said to Nicodemus, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. My prayer for you today is that you've anchored your soul today in the haven of rest. Your soul is anchored in the Lord. I believe this was some other verses that Jesus said to Nicodemus, or maybe John the Baptist said these, but it's the last verse of John chapter 3. It says, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. You know what Paul said in Romans 1:16? Many of you can stand up and quote this verse, no doubt. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek or Gentile. We should follow the Lord. And the step of salvation is the first step that we need to follow. Paul said, neither is there salvation. Actually, this was Peter and John said this in Acts 4:12. They said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Have you taken the step of salvation? Brother White mentioned this morning in Sunday school class the first two points of our message, and I appreciated what he said in the Sunday school class. Salvation is first. And the second point is service. The Lord does not save us to do nothing. The Daily Bread says it like this on a page I cut out of Daily Bread. It says, there are a lot of Christians who are doing nothing, but there are no Christians who have nothing to do. Isn't that a wonderful thought? We have something to do. The same Bible that says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The very same Bible says in the very next verse, it says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We need to step out in service. The Lord furnishes the uniform, found in Ephesians chapter 6. The sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation. All the armor, God furnishes it for us. And I thank God for being saved this morning, for having my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank God that He called me to give out His Word. I thank God for you this morning. God wants to save you. God wants to fill your life, Christian, as you launch out in service. There's no one gathered here this morning who is saved who has nothing to do. God has saved us. I have written at the top of one of the pages in my Bible, I saw it this morning, saved to serve, told to tell. We have a message. I thank God for the message God has given us. It's a message of hope. In a world today where there is no hope, in the Lord there is hope. There is hope. I appreciate the uniform that God has given to us. We need to stand up and fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. You know what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9? He said, if anyone would come after me. Now, if we come after the Lord, He has to be in front. Follow, follow. I would follow on. Thank God for that song we sang a while ago, Brother Tom. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go. My friend, today I had rather be down in a valley with the Lord than up on top of a mountain with the devil. The devil gives us a hard time sometimes. But I thank God the Bible still says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We can be victorious over him. Are you in service? Are you in service for the Lord today? Jesus said, as I mentioned a while ago, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. He sent these disciples out to give out the word. Jesus also said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. My prayer is that not only are you saved this morning, you're on your way to heaven today if you're saved, but my prayer for each one of us is that we'll not only be a Christian saved on our way to heaven, but that we'll be in the service of the Lord, and let our witness be felt. Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord if we're saved. I like that song that says, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before." Not only should we follow the Lord in salvation, not only should we follow the Lord today in service, but I believe, my friend, you and I need to not be ashamed to follow the Lord even in suffering. There's a lot of things going around today that says if you know the Lord, you'll have wealth and health. I don't believe that is found in God's Word. Your barns will be running over if you're saved, if you know the Lord. We may just have the bare necessities of life, my friend, if we know the Lord. But I know this morning, if you're here and a Christian, that God has promised to supply our need. He's promised that. We need to be willing to follow the Lord even in suffering. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, He says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I appreciate knowing the Lord today and being able to suffer for Him if need be. I don't believe we who know the Lord this morning really understand what suffering is. We have never been spit on. Most of us haven't. We have never been slapped in the face for being a Christian. Most of us haven't. But I know this, the Lord says we need to be willing to suffer for Him, to suffer for His sake. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, "Christ also suffered for us." He suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps. The word Christian is in the Bible three times. One of them is in 1 Peter 4:16. It says, "Yet, if anyone suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf." Peter also said in 1 Peter 3:17, "It is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing." We not only need to follow the Lord today in salvation, trust Him as our Savior, we need to serve Him. We need to be willing to suffer for Him if need be. But there is another S. We'd like to close with this morning, and that is we need to follow Jesus in sanctification. I believe this word is both an instantaneous act as well as a daily thing. The Bible says that He has set us apart. That's what the word sanctification means, to be set apart for a specific purpose. And the Bible even tells us today that it says, "To be ye holy, for I am holy." To be holy, for I am holy. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, "This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." I tell you, friends, all of us can follow the Lord closer. My prayer for you this week is that you will be a growing Christian. You'll be a growing Christian. Grow more like the Lord. You've heard the saying, so-and-so is so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. We're not very careful, friends. It's going to be the opposite. We're going to be so earthly minded that we're not going to be any heavenly good. Paul said in the book of Colossians chapter 3, "If ye then be risen with Christ, Seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. We're saved to serve. We're told to tell. Paul said in 2 Timothy, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. He said this about the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with washing of water by the word. We had a Sunday school lesson a few Sundays ago in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And Paul lists a lot of things that people used to be in that Corinthian church. And he said in 1 Corinthians 11, and such were some of you, past tense, but ye are washed. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified. I'd like to read our key verse again this morning. 1 Peter 2:21 says, for hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. My prayer for each one of us this week is that every decision we have to make, we would ask ourselves a question, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this instance? How would he make this decision? Where would he go? What would he say if he were here? My friends, you and I are God's feet. We're his hands. We're his tongue. We're his eyes. We're his ears. We're his representatives here on this earth. We're in his army, in the army of the Lord. If we're saved, my prayer for you this morning before we have our invitation hymn, as Brother Tom comes to lead us in this invitation hymn, page 209. If you came to church today lost, my prayer is that you'll leave saved, that you'll leave with the Holy Spirit living within your heart. My prayer is that you'll know the Lord and come to know him. Whom to know is eternal life. Page 209, the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand today in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus as we stand to sing. You may be here as a Christian and need to make some type of decision. We'll wait on you down here in front. God bless you.
Thank you.
Someone told me one time, if I became a Christian, I'd lose all my friends. What's this chorus say in this verse, in this song? He is your dearest friend. The Lord today wants to be your dearest friend. One who will stick with you. He'll be with you down in the valleys as well as up on the mountaintops. The Lord says He'll never leave us.